Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaitacharya. Text 40. This is 39. Advaita Prabhu continued, "At my home, I have just cooked one palm full of rice. The vegetables are always very simple. There's no luxurious cooking, simply a little liquid vegetable and spinach." Saying this, Sri Advaitacharya took the Lord into the boat and brought the Lord to his residence. There, Advaitacharya washed the feet of the Lord and was consequently very happy within. All the eatables were first cooked by the wife of Advaitacharya. Then, Srila Advaitacharya personally offered everything to Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the ideal household life. The husband and wife live together, and the husband works very hard to secure paraphernalia for worshipping Lord Vishnu. The wife at home cooks a variety of foods for Lord Vishnu, and the husband offers it to the deity. After that, arati is performed, and the prasadam is distributed amongst family members and guests. According to the Vedic principle, there must always be a guest in the householder's house. In my childhood, Srila Prabhupada says, I've actually seen my father receive not less than 4 guests every day. And in those days, my father's income was not very great. Nonetheless, there was no difficulty in offering prasadam to at least 4 guests every day. According to Vedic principles, a householder before taking lunch should go outside and shout very loudly to see if there is anyone without food. In this way, he invites people to take prasadam. If someone comes, the householder offers him prasadam. And if there is not much left, he should offer his own portion to the guest. If no one responds to his call, the householder can accept his own lunch. Thus, the householder's life is also a kind of austerity. Because of this, the householder's life is called the Grihastha Ashram. Although a person may live with his wife and children happily in Krishna consciousness, he also observes the regulative principles followed in any temple. If there is no Krishna consciousness, the householder's abode is called a Grihamedi's house. Householders in Krishna consciousness are actually Grihasthas, that is, those living in the ashram with their families and children. So Advaita Prabhu was an ideal Grihastha, and his house was the ideal Grihastha ashram. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj continues. All the prepared food was divided into 3 parts, 3 equal parts. One part was arranged on a metal plate for offering to Krishna. Purport. The word badaila means increased is very significant in this verse. It is a sophisticated word used by the Grihasthas in Bengal. Whatever food is prepared and we take away a portion, the food is actually decreased. But here, it is the system to say badaila, or increased. If food is prepared for Krishna and offered to him and the Vaishnavas, the stock is increased, never decreased. Of the 3 divisions, one was arranged on a metal plate and the other 2 were arranged on plantain leaves. These leaves were not bifurcated, and they were taken from a banana tree that held at least 32 bunches of bananas. The 2 plates were filled very nicely with the kinds of food described below. The cooked rice was a stack of very fine grains nicely cooked, and in the middle was yellow clarified butter from the milk of cows. Surrounding the stack of rice were pots made of skins of banana leaves, banana trees, and in these pots were varieties of vegetables and mung dal. Among the cook's vegetables were patol, squash, manakucha, and a salad made with pieces of ginger and various types of spinach. There was sukta, bitter melon mixed with all kinds of vegetables that defied the taste of nectar. There were five types of bitter and pungent suktas. Amongst the various vegetables were newly grown leaves of neem fruits fried with eggplant. The fruit known as patal was fried with fulbadi, a kind of dal preparation first mashed and then dried in the sun. There was also a preparation known as kusamanda manachaki. The preparations made with coconut pulp mixed with curd and rock candy was very sweet. There was a curry made of banana flowers and squash boiled in milk, all in great quantity. There were small cakes and sweet and sour sauce and five or six kinds of sour preparations. All the vegetables were so made that everyone present could take prasadam. There were soft cakes made with mung dal, soft cakes made with ripe bananas, and soft cakes made with urd dal. There were various kinds of sweetmeats, condensed milk mixed with rice cakes, a coconut preparation, and every kind of cake desirable. All the vegetables were served in pots made of banana leaves taken from trees, producing at least 32 bunches of bananas. These pots were very strong and big and did not tilt or totter. All around the three eating places were 100 pots filled with various kinds of vegetables. Along with the various vegetables was sweet rice mixed with ghee. This was kept in a new earthen pot. Earthen pots filled with highly condensed milk were placed in three places. Beside the other preparations, there were also chipped rice made with milk and mixed with bananas, and also white squash boiled in milk. Indeed, it is not possible to describe all the preparations that were made. In two places, there were earthen pots filled with another preparation made with yogurt, sandesh, a sweetmeat made with curd, and banana. I am unable to describe it all, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says. Upon the stack of boiled rice and all the vegetables were flowers of the tulsi trees. There were also pots filled with scented rose water. There were three sitting places where soft cloths were placed. Thus, Lord Krishna was offered all the food, and the Lord took it very pleasantly. It is a system, after offering food, to perform bhogarti. Advaita Prabhu asked the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to come see the arti. The two lords and all others present went to see the arti ceremony. After arti was performed for the deities in the temple, Lord Krishna was made to lie down to rest. Advaitacharya then came out to submit something to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu said, "My dear lords, kindly enter this room." The two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then came forward to take the prasad. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to accept the prasad, they both called Mukunda and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukunda and Haridas, both with folded hands, spoke as follows. When Mukunda was called for, he submitted, "My dear sir, I have something to do that is not yet finished. Later I shall accept the prasadam. So you two Prabhus should now please enter the room." And Haridas Thakur said, "I am the most sinful and lowest amongst men. Later I shall eat one palmful of prasadam while waiting outside." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although the Hindus and Muslims lived together in a very friendly manner, still there were distinctions between them. The Muslims were considered yavanas or low-born, and whenever a Muslim was invited, he would be fed outside of the house. Although personally called for by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to take prasadam with them, still out of great humility, Haridas Thakur submitted, "I shall take the prasadam outside of the house." Although Haridas Thakur was an exalted Vaishnava, accepted by Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nonetheless, in order not to disturb social tranquility, he humbly kept himself in the position of a Muslim outside the jurisdiction of the Hindu community. Therefore, he proposed to take prasadam outside the house. Although he was in an exalted position equal to the other great Vaishnavas, he considered himself papista, a most sinful man, and adama, the lowest amongst men. Although a Vaishnava may be very advanced spiritually, he keeps himself externally humble and submissive. Continuing. Advaita Charja took Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the room, and the two lords saw the arrangements of the prasadam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially very pleased. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased because he saw how nicely so many varieties of food were prepared for Krishna. Actually, all kinds of prasadam are prepared for Krishna, not for the people, but the devotees partake of prasadam with great pleasure. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of all the methods employed in cooking and offering food to Krishna. Indeed, he was so pleased that he said, "Frankly, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such nice food and place those lotus feet on my head, birth after birth." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room, he saw three divisions of food, and he knew that all of these were meant for Krishna. However, he did not understand the intentions of Advaita Charya. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that one of these servings was offered in a metal dish and was meant for Krishna, whereas the other two were placed on big banana leaves. The offering on the metal plate was personally offered by Advaita Charya to Krishna. The other two servings on banana leaves were to be accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. That was Advaita Charya's intention, but he did not disclose this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the food offered in three places, he thought that all of it was meant for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Let us sit down in these three places, and we shall take prasadam." However, Advaita Charya said, "I shall distribute the prasadam." We shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.